AP News for this Friday, January 6th. I'm Jackie Quinn. 2 years after the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol, lawmakers held a moment of silence to mark that dark day. President Biden conferred medals to those who stood up against the mob and the elections officials who didn't give in to false claims of election fraud.
There's no place, none, zero place in America for voter intimidation. Zero, never. And political violence.
Police in New Mexico say 3 homes and 2 offices used by elected Democrats in Albuquerque have been struck with gunfire in the past month. They're looking to see if it's one person responsible. Commissioner Debbie O'Malley tells KOAT-TV there are a dozen bullet holes in her house.
It's very disturbing that we have, that people think it's okay or that they feel emboldened to do things like this.
An appeals court in Louisiana struck down the U.S. ban on rapid-fire bump stocks. Our Lisa Dwyer reports.
The ban was instituted after a sniper using bump stock-equipped weapons massacred dozens of people in Las Vegas in 2017. At issue in the case was whether bump stocks should be considered machine guns. The case now moves back to the lower court.
Good news about Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, our Ed Donahue reports. He spoke with teammates who were holding a video call.
Coach Sean McDermott says Hamlin didn't say much from the hospital. He mostly used hand gestures.
He made the heart symbol probably more than anything. And then he gave him a thumbs up.
One moment sent the players' emotions over the top.
He said, "I love you, boys."
Damar Hamlin is now breathing and walking on his own. I'm Ed Donahue.
A big Wall Street rally. The Dow closed 700 points higher. This is AP News. Keep your eyes on the skies this weekend. A NASA satellite launched in 1984 is expected to fall to Earth.
The Earth Radiation Budget satellite, known as ERBS, was launched in 1984 aboard Space Shuttle Challenger. Most of the 5,400-pound satellite will burn up upon reentry, but some pieces are expected to survive. NASA says the chance of wreckage falling on anybody or causing injury is about 1 in 9,400. The Pentagon says it's expected to come down Sunday night, but California-based Aerospace Corporation is targeting Monday morning, give or take 13 hours. Its track passes over Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the westernmost areas of North and South America. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. health officials have approved a new Alzheimer's drug that modestly slows the effects of the disease. But some doctors warn the side effects of Leqembi could make it prohibitive. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.